are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Magandang tanghali po sa inyong lahat. It's really an honor and a privilege for me to be here. And I really want to honor Pastor Jeff really for his passion to reach out to the young people. And with Pastor Mark really for giving me this opportunity. You know what? I'm really am so glad to be a part of this church. I am so blessed coming from the field and being here. And really be a part of what God is doing here in Metro East. I am so privileged. Senorita, you're really blessed to be a part of this church. And you know what? Our goal is not just to be blessed here in the church. And that's why we have this series, Missions. We do this every year. We set aside two weekends for missions simply because Victory, our church, was birthed through missions and continue to grow through missions. Diba? So kaya nagpapadala tayo ng mga missionaries, nagpapadala tayo ng mga 10 days simply because we are convinced 100% na kapag binuksan po natin yung puso ni Lord, pag binuksan po natin at pinakinggan ang puso ni Lord, nandun po yung missions. Okay? God's heartbeat is really for missions. There are other even people who are saying the reason why meron po tayong Bible is simply because God has a mission. And what's that mission? To reach every nation in our generation. Okay? So let's just read our scripture for today. It's in Acts 6. Acts 1 verse 6 to 8. If you could just stand up in reverence for the word of God. Okay, let me read it for you. So they met together. They asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Okay, the disciples were asking Jesus. And then Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Let's just pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you, Lord God, that you are doing, God, an amazing thing, Lord God, God, throughout the nations, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that even as we, Lord God, hear the preaching of your word today, we would respond, Lord God, to your call in our lives, Lord God. Lord, we just give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, you may take your seat. Okay, as we start, let me ask you a question. Meron po tayong tanong dito, no? Okay, alright. Would you change your religious belief to marry the person? hindi yan yung question natin, okay? Tapos na yan eh. Okay, yung susunod, okay? So yung iba, kunyari, hindi nila alam yung tanong, ano? Hindi ko napanood yan, okay? Okay, have you ever achieved or accomplished something which you previously thought was not possible? Okay, meron bang mga bagay-bagay sa buhay natin? Meron po bang mga bagay na na-accomplish natin, na-receive natin, na noong una, akala natin, imposible. Diba? Na hindi pwedeng mangyari. As Pastor Jeff was telling, ano, kanina po, yung my wife and I, we actually met in Afghanistan. Hindi po namin kilala yung isa't isa. So kaya po, kung gusto niyo mag-asawa, pumunta po kayo sa Afghanistan. Okay? So, makikita niyo po yung pang-asawa niyo ron. Anyway, we met in Afghanistan. And that was 2003. 2004, I started courting her, no? So, kinausap ko po yung mga pastors niya. So, dati kasi gano'n, nagpapaalam. Eh. Ngayon, di ba, malaki ka na. Sige, basta ipaalam mo lang, di ba? At least hindi namin nabibigla. Okay. So, and then 2005, we got married April 28 of 2005. And we're really enjoying our lives. We enjoy being single. And more than being single, we enjoy being married. Okay, with being with one another. But then, after a year, we got married. We got pregnant. No? Yung wife wala na pregnant. Ako hindi ako buntis. Mukha lang ako buntis. No? But then, my wife got pregnant. But then, yung pregnancy ng wife ko would only last up to 6 to 7 weeks. So, 2006, 2007, nangyari na naman siya, 2008. So, we were thinking, kapag nabubuntis kami, Lord, possibly pa ba na mabuhay yung anak namin? Magkakaroon ba kami ng anak? Di ba? So, nag-isip talaga ako, Lord, gusto ko sanang makita. Di ba? Ano kaya magiging itsura ng anak namin? So, kapag nabuntis kami, parang minsan natatakot pa kami kasi baka mawala. Kasi, di ba, with the history of having first, second, third, hindi lang po pangatlo, pang-apat, pang-lima, buti na lang natapos na sa pang-lima. Okay? And on the sixth pregnancy, okay, God is good. God is faithful. What seems impossible for us Okay, during on the first pregnancy, second pregnancy, third pregnancy, fourth pregnancy, fifth pregnancy. On the sixth, naka-jackpot kami. Tingnan nyo naman ang itsura ng anak ko. Yan. Diba? Kahawig na kanyang nanay. Buti na lang. Okay? So, I mean, before, diba, imposible, Lord, bakit ganun? Ano ba nangyayari? But you know what? What seems impossible for us, on the first after the fifth pregnancy, God has put it into completion. Now we have an eight-month-old child. And you know what? And even in our lives, diba, pagka may sinabi si Lord sa atin, Lord, parang imposible. And you know what? The same, actually, the same reaction the disciples were having, okay, when Jesus Christ gave this commission. We just read from verse 1, 6 to 8. Okay, and sabi dito na, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And in verse 9, mabasahin ko na lang po, nasabi dito, after he said this, he was taken up before their eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. So, nawala na po si Jesus. Pero sabi sa verse 10, here's the reaction of the disciples. When Jesus Christ asked the disciples to go to the ends of the earth, here's the reaction. Nakatingin lang sila sa taas na ganun. Okay? Kasi sabi din sa verse 10, oh. Okay, they were looking intently up into the sky as he was going. And then, kailangan pang magpadala si Lord ng angels who were dressed in white and to tell them, you know what? This Jesus Christ has already been taken up to heaven, but don't worry, he will come back. And you know what? For the disciples, going to the ends of the earth, it was so huge for them. Nagbibinata ako, no? It was so huge for them. Imagine this, who were the disciples? The disciples, they were fishermen, ordinary people. They were too few. They were too young. They were provincial boys. Okay? And they have never been out of Israel. When even Jesus Christ asked them to reach out to the Samaritans, man, galit na galit sila because they don't want to socialize with Samaritan people kasi half-blooded Jew sila. Okay, and think about that. Okay, here's Jesus Christ asking the people to go and make disciples of all nations. Okay, to go to the ends of the earth. And the disciples, man, they were mesmerized. They don't know what they're doing. But you know what? Jesus knew better. Jesus knew better that with the power of the Holy Spirit, it can be done. Okay, it doesn't mean the people are, it may seem they're unreachable. Okay, they may seem na, man, we cannot do this. It's impossible. But you know what? God knew better. Okay, it is made possible through the power of the Holy Spirit. Unreached doesn't mean unreachable. That's why we're going to talk today about beyond borders. And you know what? Even you, sitting there, you might think, can God really use me? Diba? Pwede ba talaga ako magamit ni Lord to reach the ends of the earth? Can God really send me to other countries? Okay, eh hindi pa ako nakakaalis ng Metro East hanggang SM Marikina lang ako eh. Okay? Hanggang SM Mega Mall lang ko. I've never been outside of Metro Manila. I've never been to Bohol, to Palawan. Okay, I've never been, diba, outside of the Philippines. Can God really use me? Do you know what? God can definitely use you. Okay, when I was young, ang isa sa mga pangarap ko lang, ibili ng washing machine yung lola ko. I remember, nagbobomba kami sa Poso. Okay, I was very young then, you know. Hindi pa uso sa amin yung mga gripo-gripo. So, pagtitimba ko yung lola ko, habang naglalabas siya. And one of my dreams, I told my lola, you know what, lola, kapag gumraduate ako, ibibili ko kayo ng automatic washing machine. Isang pindutan lang. Okay? Tapos na yung labatan nyo. And I could still remember. But you know what, looking back now, wow. I mean, I can't imagine that God would bring me to Afghanistan. Diba, of all places. Akala ko, bibidad rin ako sa Amerika. Napunta ako sa Afghanistan, no? Okay, sa Canada. Okay, but think about that. My dream before was just, diba, gusto ko na ibili ng washing machine yung lola ko. Okay, but then, God knew better. Okay, maliit lang yung pangarap ko noon, but God, I mean, I can't imagine God could bring me to other countries like China, Malaysia, Turkey, Azerbaijan. I mean, God is good. And you know what? You sitting there, you know what? God has a great plan for you. Okay, as you give your life to Christ, as you fully commit yourself to the Lord, you'll never know where your life will end up. You'll never know who are the people you're going to influence. You'll never know who will be the people you'll be talking to. Some of you will be talking to influential people. Some of you might even be talking to the future senators and the future president of your universities right now. You'll just never know. Okay, think about the disciples. Diba? Yung reaction nila, man, they were just, diba? Parang nakatanga lang sila. Kaya ba talaga to? But you know what happened? Okay, the disciples took it to heart with the power of the Holy Spirit in them. Okay, they brought the gospel to the whole known world during that time. And do you remember Thomas? One of the disciples, Thomas even doubted Jesus. He even doubted God. Sabi, totoo ba talaga na buhay si Lord? But you know what? Okay, the churches in India, okay, trace their roots, okay, because Thomas went there. Okay, think about that from Israel, okay, passing through the Central Asian region up until India. And during that time, wala pong aeroplano. Okay, wala pang piece of air. Okay? Wala pa. So, I mean, this guy doubted God, but when he was fully convinced that God had called him to go to the ends of the earth, he went as far as India. Think about that. And you know what? Maybe some of you here, God would call you to Timbuktu, di ba? Hindi mo alam. You'll never know. God would call you to the farthest end of the earth. And that is not impossible. That is not impossible. Do you remember, in the 1950s or 1960s, when you talk about computers, di ba, ang computer nun, I mean, vacuum tubes. Di ba, ang lalaki, parang from floor to ceiling, wall to wall, ganun siya kalaki. But think about now. Di ba, when you talk about computers, you could actually buy a computer right there in the different shops there. And they're not in a classroom or in a room. They're in a box. Okay, who would ever thought that man can fly, okay, and land their feet on the moon? Who could ever thought? But what was impossible before, they are being made possible today. And you know what? In the future, we could actually have tourism, space tourism. Possibly na yon. Okay, what seems impossible before would be made possible today. And some of you, diba, God would call you to the ends of the earth. I don't have any doubt about that. Think about for a while. Diba? Imagine with me for a while. Where can God bring you? Diba? What can you do? What can God do through you? Let me tell you, the possibilities are limitless. You'll just never know. You'll just never know what God can do, okay, to a man whose heart is fully committed to Him. Okay, not only that, not only did the disciples brought the gospel to the ends of the earth, even Paul got it too. Okay, in Romans 15:20, it says here, okay, it has always been ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known. You know what? Because of the preaching of Paul, the whole Roman Empire, okay, they became Christians. Okay, the whole Roman Empire, Paul, okay, endured persecution, endured shipwreck. Okay, he endured all the beatings. But you know what? His goal is to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. It doesn't really matter what would cost him. It doesn't really matter what would it take for him. But then, because of his commitment, okay, because of his commitment, he was able to share the gospel to the whole world. And even today, you know what? We won't be here if not because, okay, in 1984, when a group of missionaries from America came here. Do you know that? We owe it to them. Because kung hindi po sila nagpunta dito sa Manila, 1984, okay, experts were saying, you know what, you cannot go to the Philippines. Eh, martial law. Magulo. Okay, it's a transition from one government to another. People were just rallying, di ba, sa, di ba, maki, baka, wag matakot, ibagsak ang imperialismong gobyerno, blah, 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 di ba? Sino rito, you remember that? Di ba, ikaw nga, minsan, di ba, baka kayo, kasama kayo doon, nakikibaka kayo, maki, baka. Di ba, 1984. Okay, magulo. Experts were saying, you cannot plant a church in the university belt. Eh, kasi wala namang pera yung mga estudyante. But you know what? Look where have God brought us. Okay, right now in the Philippines, there are 60 plus churches in the Philippines right now. But before, experts were saying, you know what, it's impossible. But God made it possible. Okay, after 25 years, more than 25 years, okay, victory has existed with 60 plus churches. Not only that, we have sent 100 long-term missionaries, the whole of Asia, 100 long-term missionaries. Yet before, experts were saying, we cannot plant a church in the university belt. But that's where all it started. Okay, with a group of 120 young students, okay, giving their life to Christ. Okay, sold out and passionate. And yun nga, no, I remember Pastor Ferdy, nung estudyante para sila, they were being asked, diba, to get their own passport. Diba, eh, estudyante, passport, anong gagawin nila? You know what? God had a plan. God, and some of you here, sino rito may passport kayo? You have a passport. Diba, konti lang. You know what? Before, sabi nila, ang requirement daw for victory, kailangan. Okay, meron kang passport, a Bible, and a notebook. Okay, a Bible to know God, and a passport to to obey Him. So kung wala pa kayong passport, you buy one. Huwag kayong bibili sa Recto. Ano? Diba magpagawa kayo ng passport sa Recto? But you know, you get one. You believe God. That someday, God would use you to go to the nations. Okay. So where has the gospel brought us? Okay. Ano na yung state of the gospel ngayon? You know what? In all the 238 countries in the whole world, okay, meron po ng mga churches. There are Christians and churches that exist in all the 238 nations of the world. Okay, 166,000 people hear the gospel. Imagine this, for the first time. Okay, for the first time in their life, 166,000 people are actually hearing the gospel. Could you imagine that first time? Eh, di ba tayo sa Pilipinas? Buksan mo lang yung TV mo, you'll hear the gospel. Okay, pumunta ka lang sa isang kanto, one kanto after another, di ba? May mga churches, may mga simbahan. But for some people, di ba, it is their first time to hear the gospel today. And I could remember a story in China, one of our leaders there. Okay, when there was a 10-day team, short-term missions who went to China, okay, they met this guy on the waiting shed kasi umuulan. And then when they're sharing the gospel to this person, when they said the word God, you know what the Chinese guy did? He took his electronic dictionary and typed G-O-D. Never heard God before. First time he heard God was when he encountered the 10-day team. Okay, so they keep on sharing the gospel and then they mention the name Jesus. Took out again his electronic dictionary and typed J-E-S-U-S. First time to hear the name Jesus. Could you imagine that 166,000 people are hearing the gospel for the first time every day? 56,700 accept Christ every day. Okay, out of those 166. And 50,000 new churches every day. The gospel has really been spreading throughout the whole world. I mean, it's been spreading. It has no limit. I believe one day, okay, the gospel will be preached in the whole world. And Christianity is now the world's major religion with over a third of the population professing faith in Christ. Every time the gospel advances, it is because men and women of God refuse to allow doubt. They refuse to allow insecurities. They refuse to allow maybe finances to hinder them. But then when they hear the word of God, the call of God in their lives, they just go out there, okay, and preach the good news to people. And you know what? As every nation, okay, every nation is now in 55 nations of the world. Okay, imagine, out of the 238, we are now into 55 nations of the world. Almost half of those are considered and evangelized, meaning Christianity is not the majority of religion. These nations are very dangerous countries. Okay, where Christianity is not, okay, it is prohibited to share the gospel. And even for some people there, if they would just know that you're a Christian, they could kill you right there on the spot. I remember when we were in Afghanistan, we have one Canadian missionary. Okay, but then he looks like Afghan kasi meron na siyang bigote, meron ng balbas, and he wears the local clothes. So ang ginawa niya, nagpunta siya sa isang barber shop. Okay, tapos nagkukwentuhan sila ng barbero and sinabi niya na Christian siya. Akala nung isang barbero na Afghan siya. And you know kung ano yung ginawa ng isang barbero, na kinuha niya yung kanyang gunting. And he's about to stab him. Buti na lang, nasabi nung barbero, no, he's a foreigner. Sabi niya, Korigi, it means he's a foreigner. And you know what? In some places, Christianity is so much prohibited. But you know what? In spite of that, in spite of all the hindrances, in spite of all the challenges, the gospel has been spreading throughout the whole world. There's another story in Sierra Leone. In Africa, we have a pastor there named Pastor Shadanki Johnson. And you know what? He wanted to reach out to this imam. Okay, Muslim imam. And so what he did, he went out to his village, visited him for 3 weeks. Okay, tatlong linggo po, binisita niya yung imam, befriending him. Okay, just sharing the love of God to him. And then, after 3 weeks, okay, something changed. Okay, parang biglang naging open na lang yung imam to hear him about Christ. And so, our pastor, Pastor Shadanki, he was so amazed. So, bakit? What happened? And sabi niya, you know what? The past 3 weeks that you were visiting me, nung bumibisita for the past 3 weeks, you know what? I've been putting poison on the food I'm giving you. Nilalason. Eh, kasi Muslim imam ako. Tapos ikaw, Christian. Di ba? Papatayin kita. But not all Muslims are like that, okay? I mean, very few. Okay. And you know what? But because of what happened, okay, since you are not dying, sabi ng imam, I knew you are serving the true living God. Okay? I mean, because you are not dying, I knew very well you are serving the living God. And you know what happened? Not only this imam gave his life to Christ, okay, his followers, okay, 40 Muslim became believers because of the protection of God that he has given to Pastor Sajanki. Come on, let's give God a clap for that. Okay, God is a good God. Amazing, di ba? Kapag may lalason sa inyo, may reach out, di ba? I mean, you could ask the protection of God. Kasi sino ba rito, nalason kayo dahil nag-share kayo ng gospel. Okay? So medyo wala pa naman, ano? There's another story in Azerbaijan. Okay, ito naman, not a pastor, not a missionary, but OFW, overseas Filipino workers who went to Azerbaijan. Okay, but his heart is passionate. I mean, he wants to share the gospel wherever he would go. Okay, ito po taga-Victory Cabanatuan. So he started sharing the gospel to his office mates and people actually started getting saved. There were people he was following up, some local guys, and one of the students is following up. Every time he would meet him for one-to-one, follow up, okay, they will meet in the guy's house. Okay, and then this student has an older brother, okay, Muslim also. And every time our friend, okay, from Victor Cabanatuan would come there, he would always, the older brother would always insult him. Kaya laging minamaliit siya yung faith niya about Jesus Christ. He's just insulting, okay, his faith and his belief. But then, after a couple of weeks, okay, one night, merong kumakatok dun sa bahay ng taga-Victory Cabanatuan. Okay, I mean, the guy was just pounding the door. Okay, he was, and then, tinignan niya, pagkita niya, yung older brother, crying, weeping like a baby. Okay, could you imagine this? He was insulting the guy, and now, coming here in front of your door, crying, weeping. So nagulat siya. Why are you here? Why are you crying? You know why? Because the Jesus you were sharing, okay, in the past weeks that you've been coming into my house, he's been visiting me in my dreams. He's been visiting, and I want to know who this Jesus Christ is. And you know what? Because of that, because of the dream of this guy, okay, our friend from Kamanda was able to share the gospel. You know what? I mean, God loves people. He loves lost people, that he will do whatever it takes. May it be dream, may it be vision. Okay, God would want to reach out and let these people know him simply because God loves lost people. And you know what, for us, man, Muslim people, they may seem unreachable. But you know what, with God, nothing is impossible. They may seem unreachable, okay? They may seem, man, they're hard cases, but you know what? With the power of the Holy Spirit, with the power of the love of God, through people like you and I. Okay, they may seem unreachable. They will be rich. All peoples on earth, they will be rich with the power of God. Okay, but there's a particular people group that is very close to our hearts. You know what? Every time we do missions, every time we go out to countries, may it be in Cambodia, in Laos, in Vietnam, you know what? We always go to the universities. Okay, because we believe that we're here to disciple every nation, every campus. Okay, why campus? Bakit campus? Because we believe that the future leaders, ang future leader po ng mga society natin ngayon, they're there in the universities. So every time we go in a mission field, hindi po tayo nagpupunta sa tribal group, no? Yung medyo sa mga bundok. Every time we go into the city to reach out to students. That's really the trust and the heartbeat of God for our university. And you know what? When we were in Kabul University, di ba, who would ever thought that Victory, our church, could actually go to Kabul University? And during that time, okay, there were people who have been there for a long time and say, you know what, you cannot plant a church, okay, in the university, especially in Kabul University, because it's the premier university in Afghanistan. And there are, the Talibans are there, okay, the terrorist group are there, and then po sila in Kabul University. So, and they were telling us, medyo malabo. I mean, it would really be hard for you. But you know what? Okay, after 3 months of trumpeting the call, okay, that we have an opportunity to go to Kabul University, that we have an opportunity actually, okay, to teach and minister and reach out to the people. Okay, we were able to assemble 17 Filipinos who were able to go there. And you know what? They're not, well, they're only two pastors, but the rest of us, okay, we were engineers, there were doctors, there were nurses, you know what? Went out there in Kabul University. And after a couple of months, we were actually running the entire university. We were teaching English, we were teaching computer, we were running the university clinic. There's actually one point wherein, okay, the Kabul president's office was run by one of our volunteers. Okay, sent out. You know what? That's the grace of God for us. And right now, there are future Afghan pastors who are being trained and disciples ready to be sent back in their own country. You know what? To reach out to their own people group. Okay, the Afghans would be the most people who would reach out to Afghans. Kabul University, open door. You know what? We cannot do that on our own selves. It is only through the power of God that we can do that. Not only that, in UP Los Baños, okay, in 1996, there were some international students, okay, who got saved, okay, at UP Los Baños. So they were discipled, they were trained, they were added in a church in UPLB. But then when they graduated, they went back to their own country. So ngayon, walang victory doon. There's no church that they can go to. So they keep on corresponding to our pastor. Our senior pastor during that time in 1996 was Pastor Gilbert Poliente. So Pastor Gilbert Poliente just kept on visiting. Okay, visiting to Nepal, discipling and training, and really hoping that someday we would be able to send a pastor from Victory. And guess what? 2009, November, Pastor Richard Rivera, together with his wife, they were able to go to Nepal. And right now, there are other 8 missionaries from Victory who are sent there. And they are discipling. So 2009 up to now, okay, they were discipling now around more than 30 students. Okay, and they have now meeting every Sunday. But think about this, diba? 30 students in Nepal. You know what? It's a mega church in Nepal already. Okay, kasi sa Nepal, it's not a Christian country like us. They are a Hindu country close to the gospel. And you know what? We will be actually sending one of our own here. Okay, one of our own from Victory Mass, we're going to send Rose Mendoza, okay, to Nepal. Is Rose here? Andito ba si Rose? Can you please stand up? Yan. Yan, si Rose. Okay, by next year. Okay, as she completed her ministry partnership, you will gonna send her. You know why? Because as Victory Matrix, we are not just committed to reach. Okay, Marikina, Kainta, Pasig, Antipolite, Taytay. We want to go beyond the borders of this territory. We want to go beyond the borders of Metro Manila. We want to go beyond the borders of the Philippines and actually send out people in the whole of Asia. That's our heart. That's our goal. And that's why also this coming November, we're going to send out our 10-day teams to Thailand. Okay, meron po tayong 10-day teams that will go into Thailand. And you know what? Okay, as a church, okay, as Victory Matrix, we are sold out. We are sold out to reach every nation, every campus. Our heart beats for the young people. Okay, as I end, let me just read to you this scripture in Revelation 7:9. It says here, "After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands." You know what? Why are we doing this? Because Jesus deserves to be worshipped. That's the ultimate goal. We want to make Christ to be known to the ends of the earth. That's why we're going to send teams. That's why we're going to send out and raise up more cross-cultural missionaries, tent makers, because Jesus deserves to be worshipped. Okay? We will just watch a video right now and see what else is God, what God is doing, okay, in the other nations of the world. Let's just watch this video right now.
I used to think that Christianity was the bad religion that Westerners brought to cause division among my people. I was very mean towards my friend who shared a gospel to me. But when my mom became very ill, my friend's words about Christ kept on coming back into my mind.
At one part, I found myself going to temples to listen to monks and trying to do as many good deeds as I can. I needed to change my karma because I have done a lot of bad things. A Filipino friend told me about Christ. That started a journey where eventually Jesus revealed himself to me in a way that I can never deny that he is who he claims to be.
I grow up with so much hate inside me because I've seen friends and families murder a friend. An American friend shared the gospel to me, and I only listened because he was a funny guy. Because I want to know more about Jesus, I got into a lot of trouble. I had to flee my country because of my new faith. I'm young, and I have so much more to learn about how to follow Jesus. And I believe that God has called me out of my country so that someday I will reach to people who came from the same place I did.
Lee was hostile to the gospel. Addy was on an earnest quest for the truth, but could not seem to find what he was missing. Justin was a carefree youth who just wasn't interested. However they used to view Jesus, somebody had to go to where they were to share the gospel that they may be saved. Our movement is privileged to be part of their stories and of countless others around the world who have come to know Christ. We'd like to encourage you to keep praying and partnering with us as we aim to reach every nation, every campus. Unreached does not mean unreachable. Crossing cultures.
All right. You know what? We just want really to thank you for your continuous partnership. Because people prayed, because you prayed, because you have given, okay, because we've sent out people, you know what? Reaching every nation, every campus, it is possible because of your partnership. Okay, come on, let's just give God a hand for that. Okay, let's just pray. Let's just pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you because you are a good God. Thank you, Lord God, that unreached doesn't mean they are unreachable. Thank you for using our church. Thank you for using us, Lord God. God, to reach, God, every nation, every campus. Maybe some of you here, you are called to go as a long-term missionary. I mean, doesn't necessarily mean that it is tomorrow or next week or this year. Maybe 2 to 3 years from now, God has a calling in your life to become, maybe not just full-time missionary, but you want to go to 10 days as well. Okay, and if that's you, okay, I just want to pray for you. Can you please raise up your hand? You know that God wants to use you. Okay, to be a missionary, to go out there and share the love of God. Is there anyone here? Okay, not necessarily be this year, no? Maybe next year, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. All right, Sam. Okay, let me just pray for you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, Lord, I just thank you for these people. Lord, thank you for giving them a heart. Really to go out there and be a blessing to other people. God, with all the things that we have been experiencing, Lord God, the blessing. God, we have tasted, God, and seen that you are good, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to birth, Lord God, that passion in the heart of these people to go to the nations. Lord, we just thank you. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.